Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.
2-2 ball game between the Astros and Mariners as we start the 11th. Cruz, Seager, and Valencia, middle third of the order, due up against Chris Devinsky, who is on his fourth inning of work. He's been outstanding in his first three. Walked Seager in the eighth, but that's the only batter he hasn't retired. 9 of the 10 faced retired, 7 of them striking out.
Had he been done after those three innings, he would have become just the third pitcher since 2010 to strike out 7 in three innings of work. Well, this is his 60th pitch. This will put him out of action for a good 2 or 3 days.
2-2. Change up, ground it left side. Bregman to his left, fields it on one hop. Guns it over to first in time, and the inning is over. Chris Devinsky doing a fantastic job. 4 innings, retiring 12 of the 13 he's faced, 7 strikeouts. Brad Peacock, the new pitcher for the Astros, making his first appearance of the season. Peacock making the team as the long man out of the pen. Last year, 10 games, 5 starts for the Astros, was 0-1 with a 3.69 ERA. And he comes in here with Mitch Haniger at third, Robinson Cano at second, and Nelson Cruz at first base. All three were walked by Peacock's predecessor, Yandel Gustave. We're in the top of the 13th with no one out. Astros and Mariners are tied at 2.
I think back to about 2 Mondays ago when Peacock pitched against the St. Louis Cardinals on a night game at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. He was electric, and that's pretty much what solidified his spot in the bullpen for the Astros. And he had a lot of strikeouts, and that's what he's going to need right here. Really good stuff with the breaking ball. That slider is much improved. The fastball was around 94 miles per hour that night.
Peacock, the 7th pitcher for the Astros this evening. And the last pitcher that A.J. Hinch would like to use, with Ken Giles and Luke Gregerson deemed unavailable before the game since they had worked in each of the first 2 contests of the year. Seager is 0-for-3. He's walked twice. And he has handled Peacock well. 7-for-20. That's a .350 average with a home run and a double. 3-1. That's outside. Ball 4. The Mariners lead 3-2. Mitch Haniger comes home on the bases loaded walk to Seager. The 4th walk consecutively for the Astros pitchers this inning. Bases loaded. 2 out. 0-2 to Dyson. Swing and a miss. Got him on a fastball. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. So Peacock inherited a bases loaded, no out situation, did issue a bases loaded walk, but that was it. And we'll go to the bottom of the 13th. So here we go. They talk about action pitches. Well, you don't get much more of an action pitch than this.
A single scores it. It'll tie it right here.
Outfield straight away, fairly deep. Outfield back at all 4 spots, pretty much straight up against Springer.
Gattis will get a running start here.
3-2. Breaking ball, that's hit high in the air and deep to left center. Dyson is back at the wall, looking up. See you later! Into the Landry's Crawford boxes. A walk-off, 3-run home run for George Springer. And the Astros win it in the bottom of the 13th, 5-3. How about that? Springer gets the sports drink poured on him. And plenty of high fives and handshakes to go around. It looked like the Astros would get their first L of 2017. Instead, they start off 3-0 for the first time since 2001.
Down to the last strike, a hanging breaking ball high up in the air. And it looked like the left fielder, Dyson, thought he may have a chance, then he didn't think he had a chance. Finally, he looked up and it stuck over the left field wall. What a way to end this, when the Astros 3-0 for the first time since 2001.
If Delandre's Crawford boxes had one less row, that would have hit the top of the wall.
That's right.
But that was in the very first row. I mean, you can't get it any closer than that.
And just think of the trajectory. I mean, if that would have been maybe 2 inches shorter, that may have skimmed against the wall. But man, what a way to end this one. Everybody gets to go home happy, and the Astros get to carry on this great momentum to start the year.
We're going to be joined now by the player of the game, certainly plenty of heroes tonight. Lexus player of the game joining us now. That's Brad Peacock, who picks up the victory. And Brad, you came into a tough situation came on with the bases loaded, nobody out in the top of the 13th. He gave up the bases loaded walk to Kyle Seager, but it seemed like after that you settled down and were able to get the Astros out of a pretty tough spot.
I don't think I've been in that situation before, but I was just trying to limit the damage, make some pitches, and Gaddy called some great pitches for me.
And Brad, it's particularly hard when you consider it's your first game of the year, and I don't care what the situation is, first game of the year is always hard, let alone come in there with the bases jacked.
Yeah, I was just trying to stay relaxed and just, make pitches. And luckily I came out with limited damage, and Springer came
through for us, man. That was awesome.
And how about the job that this pitching staff has done so far this year? Gave up the three runs tonight, but you think about what Chris Devinsky was able to do tonight with the four scoreless innings. You've gotten good starting pitching each of the three games. You guys have to feel pretty good about the way you've pitched so far.
Oh, definitely. I think everybody's kind of feeding off each other, and everybody's throwing the ball really well. And Gaddis McCann, got to thank them, man. They're calling great games for us.
Well, Brad, that was a big inning. I mean, despite giving up that one run, that's more than what anybody could have ever expected. You gave your team a chance to win with a great relief appearance in your first game of the year. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.